Want faster, more reliable internet? Switch to Aussie Broadband and access a $0 fibre upgrade to enjoy ultra-fast speeds and go faster than ever before. So, you can stream your fave shows in HD, download large files with ease, and use loads of devices under the same roof. Switch to Aussie Broadband's award-winning customer service at aussiebroadband.com.au. FTTN and FTTC addresses only. T's and C's apply.
Triple M Breakfast with Woody and Tubes. Shannon from the Fun and Games Department is in here, and I thought I was the only one that had not weird dreams, but like...
Hang on.
No.
Let's start at the beginning, because what happened was Shannon's my work best friend. She sits next to me.
Only your work best friend?
Yep.
What about me? What am I?
So when you leave the building, that's it?
That's it. You're my work sister. So that's how it works. God. But I sit next to Shannon, and you said, I wouldn't mind getting a dream expert in to analyse my dreams. And then Shannon, because she does this, eavesdrops on our conversation and goes, I have the weirdest recurring dreams all the time.
Wildest dreams.
It is an open plan office, so I don't know if it's just we talk too loud, but I have constant dreams about Dr. Chris Brown. Oh, no, I do. And last night he was with Mr. Chunky Pants, and that's my dog. And he was looking in his ears and he goes, oh, my God, he's got fleas all through his ears.
Right.
But I also have the dream of I'm always naked at school. I know a lot of people have that. And I never know why I'm naked at school. So anyway, Shannon's got a really good one.
This is just one from a list of many. One weird thing about my dreams is quite often I'm me, but a lot of the times I'm not me, like I'm someone else, which I've heard is quite not normal.
Quite not normal.
Like it doesn't happen a lot. So this particular dream, I'm the president but of the world.
Hold up there. There isn't a president of the world, so continue.
That's the least weird thing about this dream.
Isn't that what Donald Trump wanted to be?
He wanted to be that, but there isn't one.
He wanted to turn the democracy into a dictatorship. That's what he wanted.
Anyway, I was a good president of the world.
So you weren't a dictator?
No. Okay. I kind of look like Obama. I'm thinking like middle-aged, like a bit chubbier though.
Man?
A man. Mm-hmm. And I was in a spaceship.
It's like probably what Shannon was in a past life.
Maybe.
There's a bit going on. But.
So I'm in a spaceship and I need to save the internet.
Right.
For just all the internet. My people on Earth, to save the internet, I have to delete one Rugrats character from history so they never existed. So I have to rewatch the cartoon Rugrats and decide which character has to go to save the internet.
Okay, well, I can imagine the panic.
What's the annoying one with... The red head. Is it Chucky?
Yeah, I think so. I don't even know that much about the Rugrats.
So run me through the Rugrats, though, because I know...
The Rugrats was a cartoon.
I just guess one of my advisors had just said, this is the least important bit of information.
The internet is
too full.
Yeah.
So I had to rewatch all the Rugrats that are on big spaceship
with the baby
screens.
Yeah.
Replaying the Rugrats. Saving the internet.
And the question is, which Rugrat did you save?
I think I woke up before I decided.
That sucks.
I think the key for me here is you probably should just let the internet go. I think we'd all be better off without it.
I think at that point.
I cannot wait to get a dream expert in to decipher that dream.
I just can't. You're a chubby Obama.
Yeah.
Dictator of the world.
Watching Rugrats.
Like back in the Roman era, maybe that's your past life if we go back that far. They pretty much ran the world.
Look.
What? I was friendly. I was a nice leader
of the world.
Yeah, but then
are you though? Because you're killing Rugrats. So
it was also that or
remember that it is a dream and it's not actually real.
Yeah, but it has meaning. I'm so sure it's got some sort of meaning.
Yeah, the meaning is that you probably need to just concentrate a little bit more on what you're doing.
Before bed.
Do you wait till we hear about Shannon's blueberry one?
I've got so
Who were you
many.
Throwing blueberries at?
No, like, Kendall Jenner was throwing blueberries at me.
Yeah.
As Obama?
No, she was herself and I was myself in this one.
We have a local dream interpreter in the studio with us right now, Tubes. Going to decipher and go into the brains of Tasmanians. What are we doing when we sleep? It's a scary thing, the subconscious.
It is. Jane Teresa Anderson, dream analyst, joins us here in the studio. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Shannon, from the Fun and Games show.
Good morning.
I was going to say you in a minute, rich. Shannon. It's so great to have you here, Jane Teresa.
Thank you.
Can you first start with, why do we dream?
We dream to process our waking life experiences, although our dreams don't look anything like that, do they? So we go to sleep and our brain is processing the last 1 to 2 days of all our conscious and our unconscious experiences in order to kind of update our mindset. The general idea is we're supposed to wake up in the morning, refresh, and I got it now. I understand life. I've got a better perspective. And while the dream is processing those last couple of days, it goes right back to the past, and anything that feels a little bit like what was happening for you yesterday in your past may come up in the dream as well.
Right. So Shannon from the Fun and Games department, she has bizarre dreams. We won't even begin with
the wildest.
The blueberry ones. Kendall Jenner was throwing blueberries at her the other night. But one in particular that Shannon told us about earlier, she was the president of the world. She was a dictator.
I was a nice president of the world.
You're a dictator.
Don't say that about my subconscious.
A larger Obama, is that right?
Yeah, so the question I wanted to ask you really quick is, I've heard that it's really weird to dream about you being not yourself, but in a lot of my dreams I'm not me. I'm not people I know, I'm just random people. Is that weird?
It's not weird. Nothing that happens in dreams is weird.
Okay.
It's rare, but it's not weird.
Is it weird that she was Obama, a bigger version of Obama, and to save the world and the internet, she had to kill off a rugrat?
Delete it from the internet.
Understand that, yeah.
Can you?
Okay. It helps if you look at everyone and everything in a dream as representing something about yourself. So there's a part of yourself which is greater than Obama, whether or not you show it or whether you tuck it way down in your unconscious mind. It's like there's a part of me that really knows how to get things done. And that whether that's get things done in the great wide world, I'm going to save the world, or whether it's more usually getting things done within yourself, within my private world, in Shannon's world, I can be, if I want to, I can call on this greater than Obama sense and I can really get things happening. But there's one thing I have to do. I have to kill that rugrat. And, you know, we've all got a rugrat or several million rugrats deep down in our unconscious mind.
That's great. I'm really not a leader in my real life.
I think you're a quiet leader. I think you're the one that makes things function and work, but you may not be the one on the stage. You do.
We're just building up Shannon's resume. Is that what's going on via her dreams?
We're going to get to Hobart's in just a second. I've had a lot. Obviously, maybe some people do have with the teeth falling out and that. But one I've got is, at the moment, it's recurring. I have a baby, never had a child, to my knowledge, and I keep forgetting to feed this baby. It upsets me that I would be like that.
It is upsetting because you wake up and the emotion from the dream is still with you through the day, isn't it? So where's that baby that I haven't fed? Can I ask you one question? Yeah. It's a common dream. Roughly how old is the baby in the dream?
It's always an infant.
Right, okay. So everyone's dreams are unique and different. You can't take a dream dictionary approach. And normally I sit with someone for an hour to get to the bottom of the dream.
Wow.
But basically what you've got there is a sense of there's something in my life that I really want to be nourishing and nurturing. Don't think baby. And I'm not doing it. Where is it? What am I doing? So it could be a creative project. It could be a relationship. It could be your resume was just mentioned. It could be anything. Anything. But you go roughly by the age of the baby. So it's something that's been in your life that you have been perhaps forgetting to feed for a couple of months, kind of infant age.
Is incredible. But before we get to the rest of Hobart's, what about being naked in public? Tubes has a weird one where he was, I think it was just actually after he'd had a couple and it actually happened. He was running down Argyle Street naked and then he got picked up in a paddy wagon.
No, not in a paddy wagon. I was running down Argyle Street in the nude and then all of a sudden, halfway down the street, I'm in a car in the nude driving the wrong way.
The wrong way. How did it feel being in the car?
I just was shocked that I felt like I was running and then all of a sudden I'm driving.
Yeah.
It was weird. So I felt weird.
You felt weird.
Yeah.
It's a very common dream. And funnily enough, it's a very common dream for radio presenters.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. And the basics, you know, as I say, normally you'd spend an hour. The very basics of it is, I'm naked. In other words, the public can see me, not my actual body, but maybe when I'm on air and I'm projecting this image or doing what I need to do as part of my role, maybe, just maybe, I'm frightened that some people will see the real me, the good me usually, the great me, the fantastic me. But, you know, we all have to play roles in different lives. So it often comes up as a fear of your vulnerability. But what I liked about your tubes was it went from running to driving the car. So a bit like Shannon, you were kind of in control at the end there. Although, you were going the wrong way.
Well, we certainly know I could go the wrong way here on the radio, that's for sure. Lana in Glenorchy has sent through a text. Hi, Woody and Tubes. always have really mundane dreams about being at work or just going about my everyday life. The other day I dreamed I found a dollar coin in my car console, and another had me getting a text from a friend. So because they're such normal things, I often have to think twice about whether they actually happened or not. Can you please find out if there's any meaning behind this, or is it just my life being a bit boring and coming through in my dreams?
Oh, it can be a little bit like that. It can be like, you know, your dreaming mind's charged with this job of processing your last couple of days. And if all you seem to do was be at work or worry about work, then your dreaming mind goes, we're going to do this. Now, for a lot of people, we'll say, let's make this, their dreaming brain will say, let's make this really surreal. Let's make it naked running down the street. Let's make it being bigger than Obama. Let's make it not feeding the baby. Mm-hmm. Kind of more symbolic. But some people's dreams are a little bit closer to what's actually happening. I would spend a little bit more time in, just go outside maybe for 5 minutes a day. Notice your senses. What can you see? What can you smell? What can you touch? Kind of get in touch with the present moment for a couple of minutes, and that will give your dreaming brain a bit more input into getting a bit more exciting. Finding those dollar coins, though, think about that a bit symbolically. Maybe there's something a bit more worth or self-worth that you can find in your life at the moment.
We are chattering with Jane Teresa Anderson, dream analyst and the host of 7 Books and the long-running podcast series, The Dream Show. Can we just go through some very, very common ones that we had? We've received hundreds of texts and calls this morning, and there was a theme. If we could quickly wrap up, being chased. What's that about?
Yeah, so again, it's the actual dream is different for everyone. But in general, if you're being chased and you're running away and running and running and running, it's something that you don't want to face in life, perhaps. It can even be I'm running from a deadline.
Right.
I'm running from a relationship, but basically I'm running from some fear that I really don't want to turn around and face. When we turn around and face our fears, they're never as unapproachable as we think they are.
Dying?
Oh, yes. So life is a process of finishing things and starting things, ending old attitudes, beginning new attitudes, ending a job, beginning a job. And our dreams will often, not always, picture these as dying. So think to yourself, is there something that's ending in my life for a good reason so that I can start something brand new, like give birth to something new? Or am I giving something up a bit prematurely? Can I revive something that I'm letting go?
And I almost broke up with a guy over this, cheating in relationships. It was in my dream, but God, I was angry.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I cannot look at you today. I can't. I know you didn't do it, but I can't look at you.
That is the thing, and it affects so many people, this common dream, and the poor partner has to have an awful day the next day. It's never precognitive. You're never telepathically picking up on something. Again, going back to what I said to Shannon at the beginning, if you look at everyone in a dream as an aspect of yourself, there's a part of yourself cheating on you. So usually, take a really simple example. It can be, I'm not going to have any chocolate for the rest of the week. Oh, I had a piece of chocolate. Dreaming brain, you cheated. But sometimes it's bigger than that.
You'd have a lot of those, chips.
No, not at all. Well, I do eat a bit. Jane Teresa Anderson, dream analyst, thanks so much for joining us on Triple M Breakfast with Woody and Tubes. Absolutely fascinating stuff.
Thank you.
And make sure you catch The Dream Show. You are the host of that long-running, it's an excellent podcast series, and also, of course, the author of 7 books. It's Triple M.
Shockwaves, the Bali bombings. 20 years ago, Bali was hit by a terror attack that sent shockwaves around the world and across time.
The life that we thought we were having just went bang, that's it.
Never before heard stories from those who survived.
There was rubble and parts of people everywhere.
Search Shockwaves, the Bali bombings, where you get your podcasts, or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.